Chapter 15.
Yes!
Ada pumped her fist in the air.
I was hoping there would be more of a challenge than a few dumb cultists in the forest.
Be careful what you wish for, I said, as I looked between the two small forces of enemies.
Impossible!
Leah spat as she glared out over the lake.
How would that ugly fucker even know I was with you, Carter?
Simple, my frog-tongued dear. I can see through my minions at all times, even after death. How else do you think I saw you coming? And how else do you think I found out where you'd taken my dead minion? What sort of twisted person carries body parts around in their pocket? Then I heard the OLG was in town and looking to take out the Werepanther too. And after some discussion, we decided to work together. Common goals and all.
Wait. That's how he found us? Orglen was able to sense where his minions were at all times, so he was tracking us through that tiny piece of muck-dweller flesh Leah had taken? On the one hand, I was annoyed by his ability, but on the other, I was just happy we'd figured out how he'd found us in the first place. Maybe there was hope for Cincy's Jewel being a safe haven after all. I just had to murder all these fuckers. I was surprised the OLG had stooped low enough to work with a paranormal dick like Orglen, but then again, the cultists were blinded by their hatred of me.
Kill these freaks!
One of the cultists screamed, and then the rest of the OLG members let out a hurrah in unison.
I'm going for the creature from the Black Lagoon. You guys take care of the cultists and the muck dwellers.
I took a step toward the lake, but then Leah's tongue thrashed around my arm and stopped me in my tracks. She released her grip on me when I halted, and when I turned around, her face was stretched into a frown.
You can't be serious. You're on his turf. If you go alone, he'll kill you for sure.
Let him try.
I'm coming with you,
the beautiful blonde woman said, before she turned to my other lovers.
Ada, Janine, do you think you can take these guys out on your own?
With one arm tied behind my back and a broomstick shoved up my ass.
Ada responded with a wink.
Maybe. I'll do my best.
You don't need your best, love,
Ada said, as she wrapped her arm around the redhead.
You've got me and Lady Luck on your side. Now come on, Mama wants to do some killing.
Ada let out a battle cry as she floated up to the sky and then held her deadly nails out beside her. She pulled out a can of Lysol and a lighter from I don't even want to know where, as she took off toward the cultists on the right, and Janine chased after her with glowing yellow hands. Meanwhile, Orglen just stood there with his slimy hands across his chest and a shit-eating grin. A shit-eating grin that I couldn't wait to wipe off his face. Of course, there was a giant group of muck-dwellers standing between us and the lake, as well as the second flank of OLG members who were coming at us from the left.
Besides fire, you have to use their own poison spines against them, I told Leah as I pointed to a muck-dweller.
I'd rather use them against somebody else,
Leah said as she reared back her neck. As we ran, the polywarm woman launched her tongue forward like a whip, and it wrapped around the tail of a nearby muck-dweller. The creature tried to lash out at Leah's tongue with its deadly fins, but she jerked her head to the left and pulled the fucker off his feet before he could touch her. Then she began to retract her tongue, and the muck-dweller snarled as it was dragged across the ground back toward us. Meanwhile, the cultists were getting closer on our left, and their hands were aglow with silver moonbeams. That was when Leah made her move. The polywarm woman's tongue stopped in place as she crouched down and placed her hands against the ground. Then she yanked her head to the left once more, and she released the muck-dweller from her grip, right into the crowd of OLG cultists. I watched as the muck-dweller's body slammed into the ground in front of our enemies and then bounced chaotically like a rubber triangle. The creature's body lurched, rolled, and tumbled through the crowd, and, as it did so, several of the cultists were slashed by its spiky blue fins. One of the men's eyes widened in terror as he began to froth at the mouth, and then he collapsed onto his side and started to convulse. Three more cultists suffered similar fates, but the rest seemed to keep on pushing forward.
I like the way you think, I said with a smirk. Let's keep at it.
A few of the muck dwellers were right up on us now, and they charged forward with murder in their white eyes. One of the bastards tried to hit me with his poison fin, but I was able to flip away from the attack. As I moved, I threw out my arm, sunk my claws into the nape of the muck-dweller's neck, and lifted him into the air. I brought the creature down hard as I landed on my feet, and I smashed his body right into another of the hideous beasts. Both of them exploded into a spray of gore and slime as their bodies slammed together at warp speed, and their viscera scattered across the grass. Even though I knew they'd both heal from that attack, it still felt really fucking good. Then a moonbeam slammed into me from behind, and a searing hot pain bloomed across my right shoulder. I roared with agony as I fell forward on all fours, and then I smelled the scent of burning hair coming from my back. Another muck-dweller jumped forward and opened his razor-sharp jaws wide, but even injured, I was more than ready for the bastard. I threw out my paws, grabbed his upper and lower jaw, and pulled them horizontally in opposite directions. There was a sickly crunch as the muck-dweller was torn in half, but I held on to the two fleshy pieces as they went limp, and his organs splattered onto the grass. Then I flipped the pieces of muck-dweller around in my hand and held them by the tail as I spun around and faced the cultists behind me. Honestly, I was glad I couldn't see myself, because I was sure I looked ridiculous holding two limp pieces of scaly flesh. I felt like Chris Farley in that scene from Beverly Hills Ninja, where he used the dead fish as nunchucks. Still, this would do the trick. One of the cultists unleashed another moonbeam, but I simply jumped over it as I passed by. I twirled around in the air, hauled back my left paw, and then lashed out with the piece of muck-dweller flesh. The deadly blue spine stabbed right into the fucker's head, and he began to bleed out his tear ducts as his mouth fell open and let out a spray of frothy white foam. As he fell to the ground and started to convulse, I threw back my left elbow and slammed it into another cultist's face. There was a loud crack as the blow shattered his nose into oblivion, and he yowled with pain as he fell flat on his ass. Before he had a chance to get up, I lashed out with the second piece of muck-dweller skin and stabbed its spines right into his stomach. The cultist gasped as the deadly fin pierced his flesh, and he raised his dagger to take a stab at me. However, before he could even get his hand above his waist, his whole figure went rigid, and he began to spasm as blood poured out of every orifice on his body.
"Oh, bastard of best!"
another cultist snarled from behind me. I heard his footfalls as he charged at me, so I was able to roll out of the way seconds before his dagger would have stabbed into my skull. As I sprang to my feet, I swung both halves of the muck-dweller upward and heard a fleshy schluck as the spines slashed across his chest with a spray of blood. The blow only scratched the surface of his flesh, so he didn't go down instantly like the others did. The red-robed bastard lunged at me with his dagger once more, but he was already woozy from the toxins that coursed through his bloodstream. He took a wobbly step before swinging his knife in a downward motion and stabbed the ground about 5 feet away from me. Ugh, this was painful to watch, so I decided to put the OLG fucker out of his misery. I let out a snarl as I jumped forward, opened up my jaws, and sunk my claws into his head. He screamed as my nails latched onto his flesh, and then I pulled in opposite directions. The fucker's skull shattered like glass as his body went limp, and metallic blood sprayed across my face. I shook off a few bits of brain and bone fragments as he crumpled to the ground, and then I kicked his body away for good measure. Meanwhile, the two bits of muck-dweller in my hands were starting to regrow. At this point, they were about 3/4 back to normal size, and soon they'd be two fully fledged creatures that would be able to fight back. I couldn't have that now, could I? I flipped both halves of the muck-dweller around in my hands, and then slammed their spines into each other as hard as I could. Instantly, the fleshy halves stopped writhing, and they went rigid as the life drained out of their partly formed bodies. Then I discarded the two bodies and turned around to see how Leah was doing. From what I saw, she was doing way better than expected. The blonde woman was being flanked by 3 muck-dwellers and 2 OLG cultists, but she wasn't even breaking a sweat as she dodged their attacks. I watched as Leah flipped out of the way of a moonbeam, and as she did so, she tossed her tongue down and wrapped it around a cultist's neck. She jerked her head to the right as she landed, and there was a wet crack as the fucker's neck snapped like a twig. His head bent at an awkward angle as he collapsed to the ground, and he laid there twitching for several seconds. Leah sprang out of the way as a muck-dweller slashed at her with his spines, and then the polywarm woman landed right on top of the second muck-dweller, knocked him to the ground, and grabbed the base of his fins. The creature shrieked in agony as she tore the blue-tipped spines off his body with a spray of gore. But his screams were silenced instantly when she stabbed one of its own poison spines into the back of its head. The frog woman tossed the blue-tipped spine into the air before she stuck out her tongue, twirled around, and used it to smack the base of the spine like she was hitting a baseball. The deadly spike shot forward with the speed of a grand slam, and then lodged itself into the second cultist's throat. The poor bastard gurgled on his own blood as it poured out from the flesh wound, and soon his whole body started to spasm as he foamed at the mouth. Leah's tongue shot out of her mouth and wrapped around the tail of a muck-dweller, who she then used as a makeshift club against her final attacker. She yanked her head to the right and slammed the muck dweller's poison spikes into the other aquatic creature, who instantly fell to the ground and started to twitch. Then the polywarm woman retracted her tongue and pulled her third and final opponent back toward her. When the struggling creature reached her, Leah held up one of the remaining spines in front of her body, and it stabbed through the muck dweller with a wet schluck. Seconds later, his eyes rolled back in his head and he went rigid.
"Not fucking bad," I said as I ran over beside the polywarm,
and then I looked back over my shoulder.
"Fuck, there's still a bunch of these assholes left."
I counted 10 more cultists and at least 30 more muck dwellers. They were all quickly closing in on us, and I was starting to get worried we wouldn't even get to take a shot at Orglon. Speaking of the green-skinned bastard, he still just sat there on the rock in the middle of the lake, watching. He was still as stone, even though he had the same sly smirk plastered on his face as before. He knew his minions would do all the dirty work for him. If he was lucky, he wouldn't even have to lift a grubby finger. Too bad we were the ones with luck on our side.
"Yoo-hoo!"
Ada giggled, and then the succubus shot over onto the sea. The dark-haired woman landed behind one of the cultists before she reached around his body and stabbed her nails into his chest. He let out a gasp as the 5 tiny daggers plunged through his flesh. Then again when the succubus tore out his breastbone with a single flick of her wrist. Blood sprayed onto the ground as his heart and lungs dangled out into the open, and the cultist fell to his knees as he desperately tried to shove them back into his body. Within seconds, his face turned white, and he collapsed face first into the grass, dead.
"The demon bitch!"
one of the cultists snarled.
"Kill her!"
About half the cultists and muck dwellers turned their attention to Ada, but the rest still had their sights set on Leah and I. At least they did until Janine entered the picture. The changeling woman appeared from the left with 2 blue-tipped spines in her hand, which themselves were glowing with her yellow luck magic. She plunged one of the poison spines into a cultist's neck, and his eyes bulged out of his skull as he began to froth at the mouth.
"Go!"
Janine hissed, as her brown eyes found mine.
"Ada and I can take care of these fuckers. You two need to get Orglin. Janine!"
Leah trailed off, but the redhead was already engaged with another attacker. Janine jumped back as a muck dweller snapped at her with its jaws, and she responded by stabbing the poison spine in her hand right down into his brain. 2 more cultists came at her as the creature went rigid, but she simply turned and held out her glowing yellow hand. As she did so, one of the cultists tripped over his own feet and fell straight down onto the corpse of the fallen muck dweller. His body weight came down right on top of one of the creature's spines, and it stabbed through his abdomen with a spray of blood. Janine ducked out of the way of the other cultist's dagger before she stabbed one of the spines in her hand down into his foot. He screamed in agony as he started to spasm, and blood began to ooze out from his eyes.
"I think she's got this," I said with a smirk. "Let's get Swamp Thing."
Leah gave me a nod, so we both turned back to the lake. But Orglon remained as motionless as a statue as the woman and I ran up to the edge of the water and then began to wade in.
"Finally,"
the scaly bastard called out.
"You took your sweet time, werepanther. I wasn't going to let you miss out on the fun." "Oh, I won't."
Orglan shook his finned head, and then he cracked his webbed knuckles.
"I assure you, the fun is just beginning."
With that, Orglan tilted his head to the side, smiled devilishly, and then stepped off the rock he'd been sitting on. The lanky bastard hit the water with a small plop and disappeared into the depths.
"Oh, fuck! This is the absolute last thing we want!"
"Stay on your toes, Leah. We can handle this fucker."
I tried to listen to the water for any signs of Orglan. Surely with my enhanced senses, I would hear his body passing through the water or notice tiny ripples along the surface as he moved. Suddenly, something large and green appeared in the water to my right. My feet were still on the ground, so I was able to spring up into the air seconds before a grimy webbed fin shot up and tried to slice me open. Leah hopped forward as she let out a high-pitched scream, and then she splashed down into the water with a loud crash. I landed a few feet away from the woman, and I began to tread water as I looked around for Orglan.
I told you he was fast!"
Leah sputtered as she broke the surface.
"He's way faster than either of us in the water!"
"Then we need to get him out of the water!"
I said, as I tried to listen for any other signs of his presence.
"How well can you see underwater?"
"In this murky shit? Not very well, but I'll try.
Leah took a deep breath as if to brace herself before she ducked her head into the water and then disappeared. Now I was alone, in the water, with a monster that made Jaws look like a puppy dog. Then my ears picked up a splash to my right. I clasped my paws together over my head and let out a roar as I spun around, and then I brought them down right where I'd heard the noise. There was another splash, followed by a loud thunk, as my paws struck something beneath the surface, and then I saw a blur of green dart away from my position.
"Gotcha, bitch," I said to myself.
I may have gotten lucky and hit the fucker this time, but I wasn't going to count on doing it again. The only way we were going to even the score was by getting Orglan onto land. Suddenly, I heard another splash, and I unsheathed my claws as I twisted around and prepared to attack. But I relaxed a bit when I saw short blonde locks break through the surface of the lake.
"I can't see anything down there,"
Leah said through a mouthful of water.
"It's like I'm inside a gas station toilet bowl."
"I really didn't need that mental image. Don't frogs, like, hear vibrations in the water or something?"
"Frogs do,"
Leah frowned.
"Polywarms don't. In fact, watch out!"
Leah jumped forward and pushed her whole body weight onto my shoulders. She shoved me under the water, and the next thing I knew, I was surrounded by the dark, murky depths of the lake. I saw a blur of green pass above, and then Orglan splashed down into the water somewhere several feet away. I swam back up to the surface and took a deep gulp of air when my head finally popped out. Leah came up just behind me, and I looked back over my shoulder to make sure she was okay.
"He's fast. Thanks for the heads up."
"Anytime,"
Leah panted, but then the color drained from her face.
"Carter, this is going to sound really strange, but I think he's toying with us."
"You call that toying with us?"
I asked, as I looked around for anything that could help us.
"I call it being overly confident, which almost always leads to some sort of downfall. Aha!"
The light bulb turned on in my head when I saw the rock that Orglan had been sitting on originally. If I couldn't get him out of the water, then maybe I could at least even up the score by getting myself out. So I paddled as fast as my long legs could move as I headed for the rock. Leah, on the other hand, shot past me like a rocket. The polywarm woman's back legs did a few powerful butterfly kicks, and a moment later, the blonde woman grabbed onto the rock with her sticky hands. When I got there and started to climb up, though, I saw something out of the corner of my eye. Orglan's scaly figure leapt out of the water like a torpedo, and the fucker landed right onto my back. Then he let out a strange croaking noise as he stabbed one webbed hand into my left shoulder and started to slash violently at my right with the other. Waves of white-hot pain shot through my body as he tore into my flesh, and I snarled as I reached back and tried to grab the fucker. He ducked away from my paw, and all I could do was shake my body like a bucking bronco as my blood splashed down into the water below. Even though I was in a world of hurt, I couldn't stop now. If I fell back into the water with Orglan latched onto me like this, I was as good as dead.
"Get off of him, asshole!"
Leah yelled, and then her tongue shot out past my head. It slammed into Orglan's face with a powerful thud, and the sea monster let out a yelp as he was knocked backward. He tried to hang onto my back as he fell away, and his claws tore a giant hunk of my flesh off my body as he finally lost his grip and splashed into the water behind us. I roared as my vision started to tunnel, and I felt a throbbing pain in my left shoulder. Leah reached down and helped steady me as I pulled myself onto the rock, and then I flipped over and sat down on my ass.
"How bad is it?"
Not good. But it's probably nothing your healing factor won't fix once you change back."
"We gotta figure out how to stop this guy,"
I growled as I slowly pulled myself to my feet.
"He's gonna just keep swooping by and surprise attacking us until we figure out his pattern."
"I don't think he has a pattern. He seems to be coming at us at random."
I heard another splash to my right, and I turned around and unsheathed my claws as I prepared for Orglan's attack. It was an attack that never came. In fact, all I'd heard was the sound of a turtle surfacing for air.
"Wait a minute. That's it. Leah, neither of us can see in this water, but the animals that inhabit it must be able to. Maybe we can use them for some reconnaissance."
"I like the way you think, Carter,"
Leah smiled.
"I'll keep watch for big, dumb, and ugly while you talk to your fish buddies."
"Fish, frog, and turtle buddies,"
I corrected, and then I cleared my throat.
"Animals of the lake, I need your help."
"We do not dare go against Orglan,"
a voice said from somewhere off in the distance.
"To do so would be certain death."
"Tell me about it. Look, I can kill this fucker, and I know you want him gone too, but I can't do it alone."
"You're crazy," another voice said. "Orglan will kill us all." Not if we kill him first. I'm not asking you to, like, go after him yourself or anything. Just help me telegraph his attacks.
Telegraph?
Tell me where he is before he attacks. Like...
Before I could finish my sentence, Orglan broke through the surface of the water.
Oh, werepanther!
The monster taunted, as he headed toward me and opened his arms in a massive bear hug. I ducked down as quickly as possible, and the fucker shot past me harmlessly. Then Leah decided to get bold.
Oh, no you don't,
she spat, as she threw her tongue forward. I looked over my shoulder and saw Leah's tongue tie itself around Orglan's leg. She tried to retract her tongue and pull the fucker back to us, but he was quick. Orglan spat out a strange black liquid from his mouth, and Leah instantly let him go. Orglan's spit landed on the rocky ground and sizzled as it burned a small crater into the surface. And with that, the green-skinned creature splashed into the water and disappeared once more.
Fucking acid spit? I'd forgotten about that part.
There's a reason everyone fears him!
See?
I asked the creatures of the lake once more.
We can actually hurt this guy if we can just stay one step ahead. We can set you free from this nightmare. Once Orglan is gone, you'll never have to live in fear of his wrath ever again. Just tell me where he's coming from, that's all I ask.
How can we do that?
One of the voices asked after a moment of silence.
This lake is huge.
Use the clock system. You know, 12 o'clock, 6 o'clock, that stuff.
What's a clock?
A voice asked curiously. And I let out a long sigh. Yeah, they're animals. They had no fucking clue what a clock was. I had to rethink my strategy. I looked around to see if there were any defining markers on this lake, and eventually I was able to find a handful.
Just tell me which side he's coming from. There's the tree-lined side back behind me, the rocky cliff side to my right, the moon side to my left, and then the open side in front of me, I guess. Do you think you can handle that?
He's coming at you between the rocky cliff and the tree-lined sides,
one of the voices warned. I turned to face that direction, and sure enough, Orglan's ugly mug shot out from beneath the surface. But this time, we knew he was coming. I let out a roar of anger as I hauled back my right fist and then brought it forward, straight into the bastard's face. I felt the bones in my hand scream as the punch landed, and it was like I had just struck a beam of pure steel. However, it got the job done. Orglan let out a grunt as his body was knocked away, and he splashed into the water with a large plop.
Did the fish tell you that? That was incredible!
One of the animals did, I said with a smirk. Thanks, guys. Now keep it up, and then maybe we can do some real damage next time.
Leah and I waited patiently for Orglan to come back around. The water around us was still and quiet, as was the air of the forest. Well, not exactly. There were the screams of the men and muck dwellers that Janine and Ada were slaughtering.
Open side,
a voice hissed in my head, so I pointed in that direction.
Here he comes, I warned Leah. Be ready.
Orglan blasted out of the water like he'd been fired out of a harpoon gun, with his mouth open wide and his purple eyes rolled back like a fucking shark. Leah shot her tongue out of her mouth, tied it around his neck, and then snapped him up into the air. Once his trajectory had been stopped, the polywarm woman retracted the appendage, and Orglan plummeted down helplessly toward us. Now it was my turn to do some damage. I unsheathed my paws and stabbed them into Orglan's chest right before he landed. Then in one fell swoop, I spun around and used Orglan's own trajectory to smash him headfirst into the rock we were standing on. There was a wet crack as the monster hissed in agony. And then green blood splattered all over the face of the stone.
Oh, my nose!
Orglan spat in a muffled nasally tone.
Oh, you fuckers broke my nose!
You don't have a nose, asshole!
I reminded him as I raised my right paw above my head. I tried to bring it down on Orglan's head, but the dude was slippery. Literally. I felt a splash of slime against my claws as Orglan freed himself from my grip, and he rolled away just as my paw slammed into the ground where his head had been. Bits of rock debris sprayed into the air as pain shot through my right arm, but I couldn't even take a minute to process what was going on. I sidestepped Orglan's claws right over the edge of the stone. My feet slid out from under me, and my torso slammed into the rock as I dug in my claws and held on for dear life. Meanwhile, Orglan and Leah were both engaged in what could only be described as dance fighting. Both of the opponents stood there as they swayed back and forth, and Leah's tongue was raised in the air like a charmed cobra, while Orglan held his webbed claws down by his side. Neither of them seemed to want to make the first move, so they just stared each other down intensely. Fuck that, I wasn't going to wait around for something to happen. I hoisted myself back up onto the rock and then lunged toward Orglan. He tried to turn around and defend himself, but I was on him like white on rice. I dug my claws into the sides of his arms with a wet crunch, and then I lifted the fucker up off his feet.
Not so tough outside the water, huh?
I growled, as I prepared to rip this fucker in two.
You wish,
Orglan snarled. The amphibious monster's arms twisted around like a contortionist. I heard a sickly snap as his elbows bent in different directions, and then he raised up his feet and drove them straight into my chest. I stumbled backward and instantly went over the side of the rock. Oh, shit. We were going in the water, and once that happened, I was fucked. At the last second, Leah's tongue shot over and tied itself around Orglan's neck. The monster let out a frustrated hiss as his head jerked back, but the blonde woman somehow held him in place. My claws were still embedded in his arms, though my legs were now dangling out over the murky lake water. Now was my chance. This dude had some tough scales, so it was probably going to take every single ounce of strength to pull this off. But I bent myself at the waist, unsheathed my foot claws, and then stabbed them into Orglan's legs.
Yaw!
The frogman roared, as his tail began to flip back and forth frantically. Orglan opened his mouth and then sucked in like he was about to hawk a loogie. If I didn't do something fast, I was about to have all the flesh and muscle melted away from my skull, and if I was lucky, I'd suffer a quick death. I clenched my core muscles as I pulled each arm and leg in a different direction, away from Orglan's body. The fucker screamed as I heard his joints popping from the stress, and then he closed his lips and spat. Leah whipped her tongue to the left at the very last second, and Orglan's deadly spit splashed harmlessly into the lake with a sizzle.
Come on, Carter, I was almost there.
I clenched my teeth as I gave another heave with my arms and legs, and this time I got Orglan's appendages all the way to their breaking point. Now I just had to go further. I let out a roar as I felt my muscles flex underneath my fur, and the strain on them was now unbearable. Orglan's scales made him built like a goddamn tank, and he was hard to damage. Finally, I heard the sound I wanted to hear. Ripping muscles, followed by a blood-curdling scream. I watched with macabre glee as Orglan's green skin started to tear at the shoulders and hip flexors, and then his body completely gave out. There was a spray of green gore as both of Orglan's arms and legs were ripped off his body, and the last thing I saw was the fucker's limbless torso plop down against the rocky ground before I fell back into the water. I was instantly engulfed by the cold embrace of the lake, but I quickly kicked back to the surface and pulled myself up out of the water as I gasped for breath. I released my hold on Orglan's limbs, and then I swam back over to the rock and hoisted myself up.
I'll fucking kill you, Werepanther!
Orglan whimpered as the gore continued to pulse from his fresh stumps.
I think it's a little too late for that, asshole,
I said as I bent down and looked him dead in his purple eyes.
I think you're seconds away from becoming fish food.
Orglan weakly tried to spit acid at me, but I simply stepped to the side and watched it harmlessly pass me by. Leah tightened her grip on the bastard's throat, and he let out a gurgle as he was lifted up like the Black Knight from Monty Python.
Take one last look, fucker,
I warned, as I took aim at Orglan's head.
Because after today, the waters of the Midwest are my territory. Fuck you!
Orglan said, as the light began to drain from his eyes. Welp, there was no use drawing this out any longer. I held my arms out to my side, took a deep breath, and then clapped them together against the sides of Orglan's head. The sea monster's skull turned into a spray of green blood, bone fragments, and scales, as it exploded like a rotting jack-o'-lantern. Emerald liquid gushed up out of his neck as the rest of his body went limp, and then Orglan finally stopped moving. The bastard was dead.